The Justin Robert Young Show, brought to you as always by everybody who supports PayJuryDaily.com. Everybody, it is September 6th, 2018. Your boy, Justin Robert Young. All right, so I had a moment today. I'm sure many of you have several group chats. You know, different versions of it. You know, I got one group chat for my for all my Florida friends, and then kind of a subgroup chat for just the ones that are there that are in the same fantasy football league. And then I got one group chat that's just two other friends of mine. Very like-minded friends. We've all been through a lot together. It's just kind of our little inner sanctum. But for the first time, I found myself leveling tremendous and possibly irrevocable. That's not how you say it. Irrevocable, permanent disgust on my closest friends. And it was for this reason. Irrevocable. That's it. They got into a fight, or they a discussion. They had sidebarred the fact that one of them posted the new Colin Kaepernick ad from Nike, and the other had left a angry emoji comment on it. Now, I don't want to recreate their conversation, because the conversation that I want to have is whether or not they should have had the conversation at all. There are a few topics that I do very much believe we're done with. Put them in the freezer. I don't want to see any other conversation about Colin Kaepernick. And this doesn't even elevate to the level where I kind of feel like, oh, okay, these are some issues that we need to talk about. These are some issues that we need to keep in the public eye. You want to decide to start an argument about abortion on your Facebook page, whatever. It's fine. Hell, I'll even go so far as to say vaccines. That's the other all-time Hall of Fame Facebook argument. But there's nothing, literally nothing, about Colin Kaepernick specifically that I feel is left unsaid. At all. Because if you really want to talk about racial discrimination and violence from police officers, you could just post about that. And if you really want to talk about how much we love the troops and how much we need to respect them, you could just talk about that. Hell, if you wanted to talk about football players kneeling during the anthem, give it about a couple hours at the point of we're recording, because the NFL season's going to start up. You can talk about current fresh people doing it instead of Colin Kaepernick. And yet, we are subjected, because I know that we are the silent majority, friends. Friends, Roman countrymen, lend me your ears for the 3% that needs to keep boasting about this. I know that there is a 97% that is just scroll, scroll, scroll. I wish you would stop talking about this. I wish people would stop doing it. And as soon as this Nike thing happened, now all of a sudden everybody's got to go back and post some shit about Colin Kaepernick. And I think Anthony, who's one of them that got into this fight, still listens to this show. So yeah, the shit spilled out. I can't stand it. Here's what I need from you guys. Facebook arguments and Facebook topics that just need to go to the nether region. Or rather, let me just put it like this. I don't want to say that they should never go away. I'm just saying Facebook arguments for which you judge people for posting about. Judge people for posting about. Like when you look at the fact that they posted it, you just say, that's going to be a 2-point demerit. We got a 2-point demerit for my opinion of you because you are just posting some dumb shit right now. And don't get me started, man. Like, this is just the weirdest thing I've noticed on Facebook. This is just a larger trend. If we can pull, you know, people, another Jay Martin in the chat room gives us a good codify for it. So either on the YouTube page or email in jurydaily@gmail.com. Give me the topic and then how many demerits you issue, right? Maybe it's a mild one, right? Maybe it's like, I just don't need to see any more pictures of your food. Half demerit. Mitsula here in our chat says, anytime that somebody posts about a multi-level marketing scheme. So anytime anybody's like, oh my God, you guys really need to see this brand new skin cream. Maybe it's 3 demerits. Maybe we're up, right? Maybe it's 10 demerits. Let's see if we can codify this. I want to hear from you guys on this. JurryDaily@gmail.com. Or go ahead and leave a comment right here on the YouTube channel. You want to know who posts about this shit the most? The people that were the most buck wild in high school. It's weird. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. Because mind you, I know some chicks that went buck wild in high school. I didn't just go to high school. I went to high school in Florida. Shout out to all my Floridians who know what the fuck I'm talking about. But it's always the ones who were fucking skipping class and getting wasted and the cool girls. Cool girls? Oh. 2 things that are sure to happen with the cool girls. Number 1, they're probably the ones getting pregnant first. Number 2, they're the ones who go fucking like hardcore either religious or... just like conservative might not even be the word for it. Just like draconian. But man, they got that same energy they did in high school. But instead of smoking outside 5 minutes after the, homeroom bell, now they're all into that shit about how kids these days don't know no better. Right? It's the weirdest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. And I've watched it happen in front of my very eyes. All right, let's go ahead and get to your emails here. Brett wrote about oops moments on Twitter. At my last job at a construction trade publication, several reporters and me were at an event out of state. Some shooting had happened that week, and there were lots of "it's time to crack down on guns" tweets. One of our reporters was switching between personal and company Twitter and liked a bunch of those tweets. It got quickly noticed by the industry, and it turns out the Venn diagram between people in construction and gun owners is a pretty big overlap. I'm going to add editorially, Brett, it's probably the same circle. We go back to the email. We got blasted for weeks on it. Every "they're taking our gun" meme came to life in our feed. Not my fuck up, but I definitely shared the pain of the backlash. How many social media managers do we have listening? If you're a social media manager, hit me up, jurydaily@gmail.com. I want to hear some industry stories of social media managers. Anonymous Diamond writes, when I was single, I could give a crap about how every room in my apartment looked, except the bathroom, because I knew that was the one room that a prospective sleepover friend would make a real assessment of me. Every week, I scrubbed the scum from behind the faucets and toilet bowls, mopped and disinfected the basins, tub, and toilet. That place was spotless. Why? Because a female friend once told me that a man who can't take enough pride in himself to clean his own bathroom and spend $10 to not have a moldy-ass shower curtain was not worth her time. I took that tidbit to heart, and you know, at least 3 or 4 times I got compliments on the cleanliness of my shower the next morning. This right here from Anonymous Diamond. Bless you. Bless you, Anonymous Diamond. For you have delivered true wisdom to this audience. This is a fact. If there is anybody in the dating sphere right now, specifically the dudes, but I'll tell you what, if I went and spent a night at a girl's place and the shower was just an absolute shithole mess and it was only her that was in there, it wouldn't be a good look. I don't know if it'd be a deal breaker, because let's face it, dudes are thirsty. But if you are, in fact, I will say this about bathrooms, just writ large, even beyond the dating situation. A bathroom is, among any other room in your house, a direct reflection of your self-esteem. This is my opinion. If you have good self-esteem, you're going to clean the bathroom. If you got dicey self-esteem, you might not. I will say it is an expression of self-confidence and dedication and hard work. I remember I went to a buddy's house. This was not long ago, too. This was like a couple, this is like maybe a year ago. I went to a buddy's house. I walked into the bathroom and it was a fucking horror show. It was an amazing, like a macabre carnival of filth. It was Drudge Report headline, Den of Filth Bad. And I immediately was like, dude, like, we need to have a talk. Like, what's going on in your life, man? Like, we need to get you on the right track. Because, look, there's like dusty bathroom where it's like, it's clean. If there's any stuff on the floor, you're wiping it up, but it's a little dusty. You want to know what? It's fine. Especially if you have 2 bathrooms. But if you got a bathroom that is like a horrifying experience, the likes of which they should pattern a Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios haunted house on, there might be deeper issues, is all I'm saying. You might need to resolve some shit. Who has this here? JC Calhoun. So if you have a stupid shower curtain with a pocket in it, what does that say about yourself? It means that you take care of yourself and you regularly think to yourself, how can I make my life better and therefore serve others? That is what having a smart shower curtain means. And that's where we got the bulk of our YouTube comments. Let's get into those. Braggio says, I wish I had that shower curtain. I have to turn up my podcast to full volume and prop my iPad up against the washing machine. Enjoy the future. I only hope I can join you in time. Braggio, this is a $16 spend on Amazon. Treat yourself. Treat yourself, my friend. You deserve it. This is something that you will get $16 worth out of. If you like to listen to podcasts in the shower, if you like to listen to music in the shower and you don't have one of them smart speakers, hell, this is a better use of your money than a smart speaker. This is $16. and you already have all the equipment, and you probably need a new shower curtain anyway. Let's be fucking honest about it. Stinky Pete the Pirate commented on YouTube, I only shower when there's a new Jerry Daly show and I watch on my iPad snugly inserted into my smart shower curtain. That makes me slightly uncomfortable, but also very proud. So wash your nuts, Stinky Pete the Pirate. I'm looking at your nuts right now. You're looking at me in the shower. Hey, hell of a dick. And finally, Cody on YouTube writes, regarding the smart shower curtain, do you know where I want my $800 slab of sensitive electronics and glass? 2 feet away from running water and 5 feet above porcelain. Jury audience, do not listen to this siren song. The fuck are you talking about, man? This is the exact same thing. You are putting your phone in the best possible place it could be in the bathroom. It is ensconced in plastic. You might as well hang it from a hermetically sealed plastic bag suspended to the ceiling. That's effectively what this is. If you're worried about your phone and that, brother man, you got deeper problems than I can solve. What do you say we both just leave? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank our producers, the Gen, PD Rave, Non-Specific, Rock and Roll Martian, Joe Acosta, and Will! We have one more, but I have to go look it up and tack it on to the end of this, the end of the show. Email jurydaily@gmail.com, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, @JustinRYoung, and # join the conversation at diamondclub.reddit.com. Remember, if you've got Amazon Prime, you can support this show by just going on over to Google, Googling Twitch Prime, connect your Twitch account with your Amazon Prime account, and then you go to twitch.tv/JustinRYoung, and you'll be able to subscribe to me for free. That's no money out of your pocket, but it is use it or lose it money. So either nobody gets it or I get it. I'm calling dibs. Folks, you find yourself judging your friends based on their Facebook posts and arguments, and it really puts you in a bad way, then ladies and gentlemen, allow me to tell you that I'm looking out, because that voice in the wilderness is going to let you know that you should. Please,
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Okay, as promised, the new producer patrons, John, James, and Bill. Thank you folks so much. Greatly appreciated.